skyrocketing healthcare and insurance costs. Extremely modest gains against chronic disease. Skyrocketing healthcare and insurance costs. Extremely modest gains against chronic disease. Thousands die yearly due to drug reactions. What can be done? Thomas Edison is quoted as declaring, "The doctor of the future will give no medicine, but interest his patients in diet and nutrition, exercise, and the care of the human frame. He will teach them about the cause of all disease. The doctors of the future are here." Welcome to Blue Zone Wellness with your host, Keith Henry, ND, one of the doctors of the future.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us once again. This is Keith Henry, your host, on our Sunday afternoon program, The Week in Natural Health, ending some of the stories that came out this week. And although there are quite a few that came out this week, as normal, we're only going to be looking at four. If you're listening in, again, we thank you for joining us. And if you're listening and you want to call in at some point during the show, the call-in number is 917-889-2207. That's 917-889-2207. Now, we'll be looking at four topics basically today. And those topics cover, the first one was dangerous side effects of common drug combinations, Paxil and Provocal. Then we'll look at folic acid during pregnancy and how it may reduce a baby's cancer risk later on in life. Then we'll look at some vegetables that actually help fight cancer. And then we'll look at girls given this vitamin at birth may be 41% more likely to die. So we'll be looking at those four articles that came out at various websites this week, and natural health websites and health websites at large. Again, we thank you for listening in, and we will be right back to get started after this brief message.
How do you feel? No, really. How do you feel? Do you feel lively? Are you bursting with energy? Or do you feel run down and suffer from a lack of energy most of the time? Have frequent colds, aches and pains of one sort or another? The fact of the matter is that most people in America are not well. But you can begin to change all of that today by simply visiting the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog of Keith Henry, ND, at www.phase3ministries.com/wordpress. Go there now and explore the wealth of amazing wellness information. That's www.phase3ministries.com/wordpress, the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog.
We're back here at the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog. Thank you for listening in. And as I said earlier, we will be going through four of our top article that I mentioned earlier, and we noticed that Dr. Morgan was just calling in, so we're going to see if we can get him on here in a minute. He typically helps me analyze and discuss some of these documents, and we'll go ahead and get started. What we're going to do until we can get him in here, we're going to take another break and see before we get started if we can get him in. We'll be right back after this.
Do you or a loved one wear hearing aids or glasses? How about a cochlear implant? Need extra help keeping them in place? The Ear Connection has just what you've been looking for. They have retention products for every need, including oral atresia or microtia. They have adjustable straps, clips, and hair berets that attach to your hearing device, glasses, or both. Go to GetSafeAndSound.com today. That's GetSafe, the letter N, sound.com today. They're just what you've been looking for.
How do you feel? No, really. How do you feel? Do you feel lively? Are you bursting with energy? Or do you feel run down and suffer from a lack of energy most of the time? Have frequent colds, aches and pains of one sort or another? The fact of the matter is that most people in America are not well. But you can begin to change all of that today by simply visiting the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog of Keith Henry, ND, at www.phase3ministries.com/wordpress. Go there now and explore the wealth of amazing wellness information. That's www.phase3ministries.com/wordpress, the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog.
We're back here. This is your host, Keith Henry, and I see we were able to get a hold of Dr. Morgan. Dr. Morgan, can you hear me?
Yes. Hi, Dr. Henry. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay, and you doing okay today?
Yes, I'm doing okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm doing quite fine. I hope your audience is doing fine.
Yeah, I think they're doing pretty good. And as normal, we thank you for joining us once again. And as I was telling the audience just before the break, we're basically discussing four articles as we typically have time to do. And we'll start off with this first one. It was an article that came out it was actually published on Science Daily. And it was an article that came out this week on the 25th of May. And the article said, a widely used combination of two common medications may cause unexpected increases in blood glucose levels, according to a study conducted at the Stanford University School of Medicine, Vanderbilt University, and Harvard Medical School. Researchers were surprised at the finding because neither of the two drugs, one an antidepressant marketed as Paxil and the other a cholesterol-lowering medication called Provacol, has a similar effect alone. So basically the study came out and it said that when these two drugs are used separately, we know that all drugs do have side effects, but these two when used separately didn't have the same side effects as they had when they were used together. And they found out that when people use these drugs together, that they had a greater incident of their blood sugar level went up very high. The article goes on to say that the increase is more pronounced in people who are diabetic and in whom the control of blood sugar levels is particularly important. It's also apparent in pre-diabetic laboratory mice exposed to both of the drugs. The researchers speculate that between 500,000 and 1 million people in this country may be taking the two medications simultaneously. They also went on to say that the researchers' study relied on an adverse event reporting database maintained by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration and on sophisticated electronic medical records used by each of the three participating institutions. It says that they used data mining techniques, and basically, because the FDA does not, whenever a drug is being approved, they do not approve the drug based on its usage at the same time as using another drug, but they test the drug independently, or rather they determine it independently. But so that right as it stands right now, there is nothing in place to show where when a drug has been approved through the FDA, there's nothing in place where which shows the drug danger if it's being taken with another drug. And so as they studied, they were finding out that these two drugs in particular, when taken together, can actually cause serious issues with those who are pre-diabetic and those who are diabetic, and maybe even some who may not be pre-diabetic or diabetic yet, but there may be some other issues that they may be on the verge of going into, but they may be insulin resistant, which is just before the pre-diabetic stage. Do you have any comments so far, Dr. Morgan?
Yes. Thank you. There's no doubt that, or there should be no doubt that a drug company or a company that manufactures a drug could have prior knowledge of something like this for the most part, because that means, Dr. Henry, every drug that they produce, they would have to test it with all the other drugs that's on the market. And that is impossible, for them to do. Then you're not talking about testing it with just one other drug. Sometimes there are folks who are taking three, four other drugs. So it's impossible for the drug companies to really know what the adverse reaction, or if there's any adverse reaction. So I wouldn't fault them, and I know you're not faulting them. What my grouse is people who have confidence in the medical system to the point that they believe once their doctor prescribes a drug for a particular condition, then it is safe for them to take it, being mindful of the fact that they are taking another drug, which the doctor has no knowledge of what that other drug interaction with the one he's prescribing will bring about.
Exactly. And as you and I both know, oftentimes we see people who are currently on four or five, or even six or more different drugs all at the same time.
Yes. And you know something? It really goes to show, yeah, because many a times we see people, as you said, and they are taking a drug for their for whatever condition it may be, and after a while their sugar is going up. You go and you look up the side effect of both drugs, and elevated glucose is not one of the side effects. Yet when both drugs are combined, it can raise their cholesterol, or it might raise their sugar, or it might raise their pressure, and you and I as doctors, and most doctors, are helpless when it comes to this because we have not a clue as to what is the underlying cause. Because little do we know that, well, these two drugs are the underlying cause for the elevated sugar or cholesterol.
That's right. In fact, I had someone call me the other day, and he told me that the issue he was having was that he had gone to the doctor and he was going into kidney failure. And as we talked, I asked him, had he been on blood pressure medication? And he said he had been on blood pressure medication for many, many, many years, and that he had, just last year, he'd had, I think he said, triple bypass.
Oh, boy.
And, you know, but during the conversation, you know, I was able to ascertain that he had not really been following those laws of health that we have talked about, even to the point where you know he was compelled to have to go on blood pressure medication, these diuretics of one sort or the other, and even though he was compelled to go on these drugs, he was still not eating healthier. He was still not drinking plenty of water. He was still not exercising, and so he was taking the drugs to manage his blood pressure over years. The problem with that, and one of the things I think his doctors may have also indicated, if they didn't, I indicated it to him, that long-term taking of diuretics, blood pressure medication, will over years, many, many times, one of the negative side effects is that it will destroy the kidneys. And that is exactly the point that he's at now. And now he really doesn't want to go on any more drugs. So now, you know, because they're recommending him, okay, now some drugs for that. And I think we've talked about this before. We're not saying to the listeners that under all circumstances, and that it might, in other words, it might not be necessary in some cases to use a drug for a short amount of time in certain extreme cases, or if you are hurt in an accident. But you need, you know, drugs right away to save your life, and we've never been opposed to that. We recognize the benefit of that in many cases. We also recognize that if you are an individual and you have a particular chronic illness or disease, and if you are not willing to do those things that are necessary that we've talked about, if you're not willing to drink water, to exercise, to eat healthy, to deal with the to handle your stress better, your overall lifestyle. If you are on drugs and if you are not willing to make those changes, we suggest that you stay on those drugs because even though they will, in most cases, hasten your demise, they will at least allow you to live maybe a little longer than you would have eating that way and not living a healthy lifestyle had you not. And so would you agree with that, Dr. Morgan?
Oh, wholeheartedly, because, you know, I tell folks many a times, I said, listen, I have not had my children vaccinated over the years. And I said, I do not go about and tell people that they should not vaccinate their children because I don't know what are the preventative measures that they are taking. However, and so I said to them, listen, if you're going to feed them the Babylonian foods, that's what I call them, right? I said, make sure you give them the Babylonian shots. So I would say the very same thing. If you're going to live the Babylonian lifestyle, you're going to eat the Babylonian food diet, make sure you take the Babylonian drugs.
I agree.
But as for me, I am going to claim Exodus 15:26, which says, if we diligently hearken unto the Lord and do that which is right in his sight and give ear to his commandments, we will put none of these diseases upon us that he has brought upon the Egyptians. But then that means you and I, if we're going to claim that promise, and we can only claim it with assurance on the fact that we are willing by the grace of God to change our lifestyle.
Exactly. And you know, that is the, I call that the divine prescription for health.
Definitely.
And it is indeed a divine prescription. And you know, many times when we work with people, you know, they don't realize that the number one way of dealing with all of those problems that arise in life is by going for divine help, by going to the scriptures. We've been Christian doctors. When we go to spiritual healing, we go to the Bible. And we know that if you remove this element out of any healing system, you may have some limited degree of success. But because the mind is the 9/10 of all diseases have their origin in the mind, and so if you remove that element out of any healing prescription, even though you may at times have some level of success, you will not have the level of success in total healing that you would have had if you dealt with the body mentally, physically, and spiritually.
Exactly.
Now, this article went on to say, another area in this article says, quote, these kinds of drug interactions are almost certainly occurring all of the time, but because they are not part of the approval process by the Food and Drug Administration, we can only learn about them after the drugs are on the market, said Russ Altman, MD, the professor of bioengineering and of genetics at Stanford University. And, you know, they went on to talk about how many of the issues that may be occurring with, like you said earlier, there are many, many, many people who are on various drugs, and because before these drugs enter the market, you know, there is no way of knowing which ones conflict with other ones until after they're on the market. And the unfortunate side of that, though, is that, like you said earlier, because most if the side effects are not known, and I had a good medical doctor friend of mine who pointed out to me some years ago, he said, you know, Keith, he said that all drugs have side effects, both known and unknown. And, you know, that was not much consolation to me. You know, at least if I know if I'm taking something and I can have a cost-risk analysis, if you will, to where I can know, you know, okay, this is going to be my benefits, but here are going to be the pros and the cons. And so, but the problem with sometimes is that, and that's just one of the things that we get into when we start taking, relying too much on drugs, is that, you know, anything that man has made is going to have flaws in it. And you know, we have, as you know, as you well know, many times we see people who are taking one drug, and over time, that drug causes some other problem in the body, and then they end up with another drug to offset the problems of that drug, and after time, then that drug, and before you know it, they have, you know, they have a smuggler's board, if you will, of various drugs, various ailments, and. But as we said earlier, you know, this is, and as you said earlier, the many times the pharmaceutical companies, there's no way of knowing these things. And many times in some other areas, they do know them and they put them on the market anyway.
Right.
And so that's, but as we said earlier, as we've said in previous shows, we have to be more proactive and more responsible for our own health care and for our own health. And I think Dr. Morgan, in a future show, I want to, you know, how, you know, all the controversy that's been going on about the Ryan plan with regard to Medicaid and Medicare, right? I think we need to introduce the Henry Morgan plan based on natural health to show them how we can bring down the. I mean, it's not that difficult if people would just if there weren't so many people who had financial interests in the current system, if you will.
That is so true, and you know it goes right back to the point I earlier make, which you re-emphasize, and I just want to add to that by saying, you know, all of this. I'm not in a blame, and I know you are not, a blame game on the drug company. Just as you say, sure enough, some of these side effects, they know of some, they don't know. But it goes right back to one point. The onus is on you and I, on us, the public, to take full responsibility on our health. And whether or not we have the best insurance plan, I usually like to say, even if it's Blue Cross, right, there's a better cross than that, and that is the cross of Jesus Christ. If it's even Allstate, which says, listen, you're in good hands with Allstate, we have a better hand. It's the hand of Jesus Christ. And even if it's a metropolitan life we have, right, we have a better life plan than that, and that is the life of Christ. The reason I'm saying that, Dr. Henry, is that many of us, because we have insurance plan through companies like those, rely on them, and we live recklessly. We eat what we want. We don't exercise. We don't drink water because, okay, I have a plan that covers 100% of my medical cost. Even if it covers 100%, it won't cover the side effects,
exactly.
The pain, right, and all the other discomfort and agony that comes with these drugs when they interact adversely, right? Our good health care plan won't take care of that. And that's why we need to be responsible as Americans or anywhere we go, regardless of where we are in the world, that our health is our primary responsibility and not our doctors and not the drug company nor the insurance companies.
That is so true. Now, if you're listening, you're listening to Blue Zone Wellness online radio show at Blog Talk Radio, and if you would like to call in with a question or comment, you can do so at 917-889-2207. That's 917-889-2207. We'll be right back after this brief message.
How do you feel? No, really. How do you feel? Do you feel lively? Are you bursting with energy? Or do you feel run down and suffer from a lack of energy most of the time? Have frequent colds, aches and pains of one sort or another? The fact of the matter is that most people in America are not well. But you can begin to change all of that today by simply visiting the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog of Keith Henry, ND, at www.phase3ministries.com/WordPress. Go there now and explore the wealth of amazing wellness information. That's www.phase3ministries.com/WordPress, the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog.
Do you or a loved one wear hearing aids or glasses? How about a cochlear implant? Need extra help keeping them in place? The Ear Connection has just what you've been looking for. They have retention products for every need, including oral atresia or microtia. They have adjustable straps, clips, and hair berets that attach to your hearing device, glasses, or both. Go to GetSafeAndSound.com today. That's GetSafe, the letter N, sound.com today. They're just what you've been looking for.
Skyrocketing healthcare and insurance costs. Extremely modest gains against chronic disease. Thousands die yearly due to drug reactions. What can be done? Thomas Edison is quoted as declaring, "The doctor of the future will give no medicine, but interest his patients in diet and nutrition, exercise, and the care of the human frame. He will teach them about the cause of all disease. The doctors of the future are here." Welcome to Blue Zone Wellness with your host, Keith Henry, ND, one of the doctors of the future.
We're back here at Blue Zone Wellness. This is Keith Henry, ND, with my host, Dr. Orit Morgan, ND. And again, if you're listening in from wherever you may be listening in around the world, we recognize that because we are an online radio station, not only do we have listeners here in the United States of America, we're broadcasting from the Orlando area, But we realize that we have people listening from all across the globe, and we welcome you and we thank you for listening. And if you would like to call in, the call-in number, again, this is a U.S. call-in number, it's 917-889-2207. That's 917-889-2207. Now, Dr. Morgan, we were talking about some of the drug reactions, but I'd like to move on to the next article.
Okay.
This article, it was actually trying to do the ones that came out last week. This one actually came out today, but it falls right into what we were talking about anyway with regard to the next article. But this came out, it was at naturalnews.com, and it came out, was published today, and the title of the article was Folic Acid During Pregnancy May Reduce Baby's Cancer Risk. And the article goes on to say that the importance of maintaining high intake levels of folic acid during pregnancy has been established by numerous scientific studies, all of which verify that the vitamin directly affects intelligence and physical health of the child later in life. And now a new study adds to this body of evidence, showing a 64% reduction in colon cancer rates among children whose mothers supplemented with folic acid during pregnancy. Now, this was published in the journal Gut, and the new study exhibits, it says, positive benefits to taking folic acid, which is a B vitamin, which is found naturally in leafy green vegetables. It's also found in lentils and beans. Not only that, the article went on to point out that besides helping to prevent birth defects, folate is known to make and help replicate DNA as well as aid in the production of new blood cells. Let's stop there for a minute. I think it's very interesting that, and the first part of the article said that there are many previous studies that have shown that folic acid helps babies, helps when mothers who take folic acid, it has a direct effect on the intelligence as well as the physical health of the child later on in life. And it's interesting when you think about how folic acid, which is also found in leafy green vegetables, which was part of the original diet that we were given by the Creator in Genesis, leafy green vegetables, lentils, and beans all tend to be high in folic acid. And so if you think about it, who's to say many children who may have grown up who had mothers who were deficient in certain nutrients, i.e. folic acid, who's to say many of these children now have lesser intelligence than they would have had their mothers had a more balanced diet and had their mothers not been deficient in a mineral or rather a vitamin such as folic acid?
I agree with you wholeheartedly, because there are, I would even add to the fact that since the development of the brain, especially for infants, we know one of the things that we grapple with as society is attention deficit disorder.
True.
And it becomes a widespread problem. And granted, I believe that one of the reasons we have such serious attention deficit disorder is the lack of proper training, of a child from its birth, by both parents, mother and father. But at the same time, the nutrition also plays a very important role. And if we look at the food that are fed to children on a whole from infancy, they really lack folic acid. Right? From birth, from the pregnancy stage, right through to a child going through kindergarten up to elementary school level and even into high school. And I strongly believe that definitely has had an impact on the intellectual or mental development of our children.
I would say as well, and we actually have the science to back us up on that. The article also pointed out that this latest study, it pointed out that it also, later on in life, has a direct connection to having to the colon health. And the study found out that those who had sufficient amounts of this had a 61% less chance of developing colon problems, colon cancer, in the future. It went on to say, quote, "It appears that giving folic acid during pregnancy and lactation reduces DNA damage and suppresses the proliferation of cells in the colon," said Dr. Young-In Kim, gastroenterologist at St. Michael's Hospital in Toronto and author of this study. He says, quote, "It actually increases the stability of the DNA, and this might be one of the mechanisms of how folic acid in utero may protect against colon cancer." To me, that is amazing that something as simple as folic acid can actually have such a profound effect, even down to on the level of the genes and the DNA. And you know, it's often how people say, well, natural medicine and the philosophy behind natural medicine can in no way be that profound. It's okay for the diseases that, you know, for a little headache here or for that. But it can't be that profound when you're dealing with cases of cancer or diabetes or whatever else there is. But if you think about it, if our bodies are made and we're comprised of natural constituents, and how can you take that which is artificial and place it in that which is natural and expect to have optimal health, to me is a bit stretching it.
I agree with you wholeheartedly, Dr. Henry, because if we have a child that is not sick, a baby that's not sick, we would not give them drugs to grow them. In order for a child to grow, we know we have to give them food, which comprises of proper nutrients. And that's, those nutrients are what keep the children, a child healthy. So why then, when a child gets sick, we just turn to drugs to reverse that ill health? We should naturally think about the nutrients that will help to reverse whatever ailment the child is suffering from. Unfortunately, we are told, well, you know, when the child is sick or when an individual is sick, we need to consider what drug to give them. But in the first place, we would not give a well person drug in order to prevent a disease. So when a disease comes about, it has to be a deficiency of some form of nutrient in the body, whether the body is not getting the nutrient through the food that is being consumed, or the food is being consumed with the nutrient, but the body is clogged with toxins or whatever, and so it's not able to absorb the nutrient. And so if we would go in that direction, I think we would have much more success in helping people to be healthy.
I agree. And you know, we have seen over the years, we have seen the sheer power of natural medicine when used correctly. And I'd like to go ahead and finish up the last part of this article, the last paragraph. It says that a 2010 study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association found that folic acid supplementation during pregnancy aids in producing children, as we said earlier, with improved brain development and better motor skills. And in 2006, a study published in the peer-reviewed journal Cancer found that folic acid helps to prevent and treat cancer in general. It's interesting now, in the peer-reviewed journal Cancer, they actually came out and found that folic acid, a natural or, you know, supplementation, which we would call a supplement or natural remedy, actually helps to prevent and to treat cancer. And yet, most doctors in most states are not allowed to say that there is anything nutritional that can prevent and especially not treat cancer, with the exception in most cases of chemotherapy, radiation, or surgery.
Isn't that interesting, or is there a conspiracy going on, You know, I honestly believe, and I might get into trouble for this, I believe there's a conspiracy going on. Not that it involves every doctor, every pharmacist, but that there are people in the medical fraternity that realize that their pocketbook are at stake if the public should really take seriously the fact that nutritionally wise and coupled with other healthy lifestyle factor is the basis for good health and also for reversing any ailment. And that means less drug would be selling, less visits to the doctors, and less need for insurance, and so the whole industry would be affected, and I believe that's what they're safeguarding.
I totally agree. In fact, I think something of that nature would be the very basis of the Henry Morgan plan.
Oh, and definitely. I like that little ring. Sorry to interject. I like that little ring to it because you know why? The name Henry Morgan is very famous. So I think the Henry Morgan plan would redeem that buccaneer. Would redeem that buccaneer whose name was Henry Morgan.
Right.
But go ahead.
And I just think it's interesting because you know when I listen to you know and you know as the economy is in such a tailspin and you know things could get very much worse before they got better and eventually they could just get really worse at any cost. But the thing is this. As I listen to the political debate go back and forth, and what I'm hearing is that 2/3 of all of the costs of the debt or the national debt or the deficit is Medicare, Medicaid, and military spending.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So I'm saying, you know, so and they're saying that if these aren't brought under control. You know, there's going to be big financial problems. And so here we see a connection between our health and our pocketbook. And such a connection, for instance, as you just noted earlier, is that one of the best ways to bring down cost is not what they did through the health care bill where they simply shifted the cost from one group of people to another group of people. Shifting the cost does nothing and in the progress they gave the insurance companies a windfall as and it will also give the drug companies a windfall, but just by shifting the cost from one group of people to another is not going to help with the cost because eventually it's still going to affect the entire economy, and so you have to go in and say okay, it's like at home if you're on say you have someone who. Who comes to you and they're on blood pressure medication and they're on diabetic medication, and you know as a result of this, you know they're on these medications, but as a result of this, their insurance may be increasing every year to help you know as they grow older. Now, the way to eradicate those increasing costs is to change get them to change their habits, and you may want to put them on whatever program that you decide to put them on. But eventually, it's to get them off of, is to reverse the diabetes and to reverse the hypertension, and then with that gone, the cost to buy the drug goes down. Or when they're tested the next time and they say, okay, you're no longer diabetic, you're no longer hypertensive, so now you're less of a risk. Your insurance cost has to come down, and thereby it affects the economy of your whole household.
I agree wholeheartedly, and I'd love to see that done. Even though I'm not hopeful, but I think it can be done.
Oh,
and even if it's not done on a national level, I think as individuals, we can do it. We can do it, implement such a program or make such effort in our individual lives and in our families, and we can encourage others to do the same. And so while we might not see the whole nation on a whole change, Dr. Henry, but we don't have to be a victim of it personally, right?
Yeah.
Through the economic burden that comes with it.
That's so true. That's so true. Now, if you're listening and would like to call in, we don't have the chat going today, But we do have the call-in going. You can call in with a question or a comment at 917-889-2207. That's 917-889-2207. You're listening to Blue Zone Wellness, and we'll be right back after these brief messages.
Do you or a loved one wear hearing aids or glasses? How about a cochlear implant? Need extra help keeping them in place? The Ear Connection has just what you've been looking for. They have retention products for every need, including oral atresia or microtia. They have adjustable straps, clips, and hair berets that attach to your hearing device, glasses, or both. Go to GetSafeAndSound.com today. That's GetSafe, the letter N, Sound.com today. They're just what you've been looking for.
How do you feel? No, really. How do you feel? Do you feel lively? Are you bursting with energy? Or do you feel run down and suffer from a lack of energy most of the time? Have frequent colds, aches and pains of one sort or another? The fact of the matter is that most people in America are not well. But you can begin to change all of that today by simply visiting the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog of Keith Henry, ND, at www.phase3ministries.com/WordPress. Go there now and explore the wealth of amazing wellness information. That's www.phase3ministries.com/WordPress, the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog.
Skyrocketing healthcare and insurance costs. Extremely modest gains against chronic disease. Thousands die yearly due to drug reactions. What can be done? Thomas Edison is quoted as declaring, "The doctor of the future will give no medicine, but interest his patients in diet and nutrition, exercise, and the care of the human frame. He will teach them about the cause of all disease. The doctors of the future are here." Welcome to Blue Zone Wellness with your host, Keith Henry, ND, one of the doctors of the future.
Welcome back. This is Keith Henry with my host, Dr. Orette Morgan, ND. We're here. We have about 20 minutes left in the program. If you're listening in from wherever you may be listening in around the world, we thank you for listening. If you would like to call in with a question or a comment, the call-in number is 917-889-2207. We normally have the chat up today, but there was a problem with it, so therefore we're not running the chat today. Hopefully we'll have it up during the next time that we broadcast. And we had been talking before we went to break about the benefits of folic acid during pregnancy and how it may help reduce a baby's cancer risk later in life, and how it also increases and solidifies the child's intelligence later in life. The third article is an article from Mercola.com, and it's entitled, and it basically stays along the same line with this cancer. It's called "Can These Vegetables Fight Breast Cancer?" is the name of the article. And the article was derived from cancer prevention research and also from Science Daily. And it's interesting that the article goes on to say, quote, "A new study has found that a compound in parsley and other plant products, including fruits and nuts, can stop certain breast cancer tumor cells from multiplying and growing. In this study, rats with a certain type of breast cancer were exposed to a pinogen, a common compound found in parsley and other plant products. The rats that were exposed to the pinogen developed fewer tumors and experienced significant delays in tumor formation." Now, this is interesting. It's something that we've known about for a while. We've talked about it on more than one occasion, and it is the benefit that these type of foods, parsley, green foods, and fruits and vegetables as a whole, the benefit that they have on our body, especially when we're dealing with cancers and things of that nature. Dr. Morgan, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Okay. I lost you a little, but I'm back.
Oh, okay. And so we were talking about this, how vegetables can fight breast cancer, and we were talking about this chemical, natural chemical, a pinogen, which is the active chemical, if you will, and the article pointed out specifically in parsley, and how significant it is in fighting cancer. And the article goes on to say that a penicillin in celery and parsley appears to block the formation of new blood vessels within tumors, thereby cutting off their nutrient supply and slowing or stopping their development. This healing restorative power of vegetables has been known for some time, but remains largely obscured and overshadowed by the massive marketing of pharmaceutical drugs. Now, it's interesting that what he's telling us in this article, that the chemicals, this particular chemical, not to mention the rest of them, found both in celery and parsley and some other foods, has been known to have the ability for a long time to actually cut off the formation of new blood vessels within tumors, cancer tumors and other tumors, and thereby starve the tumor and kill it. And with just food. Isn't that something that is a unique thought in today's medical world?
Well, you know, it goes right back to one of your, if I may call it commercial or promotion, during the break, which talks about the doctors of the future, you know, where Thomas Edison say they will be issuing no prescription, no drugs, but as he said, let food be your medicine and medicine be your food.
Right.
And so it reiterates that point that what you said early on, that there are properties in the foods that we eat that can both prevent and reverse diseases. And this study shows that.
It's true. He goes on to say in this study, in this article, he points out a 2001 study that revealed that women who consumed at least 2.5 servings of fruit and vegetables daily as adolescents when they were teenagers were 46% less likely to develop ovarian cancer. And he goes on to say that he can't think of any drug that can beat those prevention odds. And it's true if you think about it. You know how sometimes some young ladies don't like eating vegetables. They would rather eat, you know, they would eat candy and gum and meat and chicken and fish. But if you put vegetables in front of them, oh, I don't want it. And yet, they may not realize, or they don't realize, that at a later time in life, that refusal, based upon this 2001 study, that refusal to consume those vegetables on a frequent basis and a consistent basis actually prevent them from falling in that category where they would have been almost 50% less likely to develop ovarian cancer. Because you know what happens is that if they don't develop that habit of eating that way by then, they're going to go through life just eating, you know, pretty much the same way they were eating when they were younger.
That is true. You know, I remember an experience I had some years ago. I went to a store and a young lady was cashing out for me a head of cabbage. And the next one was what? What was it? I think it was some potatoes. But she didn't know that that was cabbage, right? And the other one was potato. Someone had to indicate to her. And I am almost certain, Dr. Henry, that that young lady eats a lot of French fries and coleslaw. Right? And so it goes right back again to the point you earlier made. Since we're dealing with ovarian cancer, when young ladies do not eat enough fresh fruits and vegetables, then sure enough, they set up themselves for suffering ovarian cancer, uterine cancer, breast cancer, because another factor that these foods have in them, they're high in fiber. And fiber is one of the things that attach itself to estrogen, excess estrogen in the body. And fresh fruits and vegetables are loaded with fiber. So therefore, that and once they're eating fresh fruits and vegetables, they are at least eating less meat and other animal products, which come loaded with estrogen. So right there, they are taking in less estrogen by eating fresh fruits, some fresh fruits and vegetables. And secondly, they are giving themselves fiber to help ride out or eliminate the excess estrogen in their body. And it can be proven also when we do studies on what we consider third world countries, which are really developing countries. In developing countries where they do not adopt readily the Western diet of lots of animal product, including dairy, we find that there's less ovarian, breast, uterine, and other cancers. Even prostate cancer, there's less prostate cancer among them.
Right.
So there has to be a connection between our lifestyle, especially our diet, here in the United States and in other parts of Western society. There has to be a connection between that and the diseases, especially cancer, existence of cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure. There is a connection.
There's definitely a connection, and you know it keeps going back. Is you know as you said earlier, let your medicine be your food, and your food be your medicine. And interestingly enough, he points out another natural, I guess you could say, chemical in cruciferous vegetables called isothiocyanate, which is found in cruciferous vegetables like broccoli. And it says that this particular chemical, natural chemical, if you will, isothiocyanate, sparks hundreds of genetic changes, activating some genes in the body that actually fight cancer and switching off others that fuel tumors.
I remember coming across that. Mm-hmm.
And it's almost like, you know, when you read these studies and when you look at the science behind it, it makes you almost stand in awe of what the Creator has given us in terms of food to eat.
It does, and you know, it's so funny because when you go back to, for many of us, our parents, especially those of us who are in our 40s or above, remember our parents told us when we were children, eat your vegetables.
Right.
And it shows that even though they did not know the science behind it, but I would say common sense, you know, or more so the grace of God was in them to encourage us to do the right thing. They couldn't explain it, but here now, the studies are coming out. Because number one in that group that you name of the cruciferous family is the broccoli when it comes to fighting cancer.
Right, right.
Right. It's loaded with that natural chemical that you just mentioned.
Right, right. And it's interesting that one of the studies, one of the authors of, or the lead author in this study that we're talking about here, he said, quote, "Breast cancer, the second leading cause of cancer deaths in women, can be protected against by eating cruciferous vegetables such as cabbage and near relatives of cabbage such as broccoli and cauliflower." It's interesting that in many times, if any of our listeners were to go, especially here in the United States, or even in Europe, but especially here in the United States, if you were to go to your doctor, your medical doctor, and you had been diagnosed with cancer, and you wanted to say, okay, I want to be, you know, go the natural way, and he says, okay, what exactly are you going to do? And you start telling him or her that you're going to follow a natural protocol, which would include eating and or juicing cruciferous vegetables like broccoli and cauliflower and cabbage and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and that you expect this to help reverse or cure this cancer, you will get laughed out of there in most cases.
When in fact,
the scientific evidence clearly shows that the natural biochemical or phytochemical, phytonutrients, whatever you want to call them, actually do work in the body, even, you know, for the body, to help the body, like he pointed out in broccoli, to activate some areas in the body from activate genes that fight cancer while shutting down others that will actually fuel the tumor. To me, that is amazing.
It is. It is. And, you know, many of these vegetables, they come loaded with what we call antioxidants, vitamin A, C, and E. We call them the ACE vitamin. And studies have also shown that these vitamins are able to prevent oxidation in the body. And oxidation is a process where cells, atoms in the body that comprise the molecular structure might lose, say, one of their electrons. Now, as a result of losing that one electron, the molecule is unbalanced, so therefore it's looking to gain another electron. In the process of losing that electron, it becomes oxidized. And so it robs another electron from a neighboring molecule, and that one now becomes another free radical. And we know today that free radicals is one of the main causes of the development of cancer in the body. Well, vitamin A, C, and E are called antioxidants, which help to prevent the formation of free radicals. And we get a lot of that from the eating fresh fruits and vegetables.
That's right. That's right. And so, you know, it's almost criminal for anyone to say that. It's almost criminal for anyone to take the position that these things, that is quackery, to say that these things can help cure and prevent cancer. It's almost criminal for anyone to take that position. Now, we are down to about 3 minutes.
Okay.
And I think time flies, huh?
Yeah, it does. When we're having fun.
Right. The article goes on to say, he said that other studies have confirmed the protective benefits of these vegetables for other types of cancer as well, such as bladder cancer. Researchers found that the higher the intake of cruciferous vegetables, the lower the risk of bladder cancer in men. They also pointed out lung cancer. Researchers found that men with detectable amounts of the chemical that we talked about earlier, isothiocyanates, in their bodies had a 36% lower chance of developing lung cancer over a 10-year period. And finally, with the prostate cancer, one study published in 2008 showed that just a few additional portions of broccoli each week could actually protect men from prostate cancer, which is the top cancer among men, at least in America. The article also pointed out, and I would like to add to that actually black men have higher incidences of prostate cancer than any other group of men in the world. And
you know,
so,
I'm glad you say that, and that's one we should explore that one on one of our programs as to why, because I think I do have, you know, some insight, and I'm sure you do, that we could share with the public, you know, why men in the African American community have a higher rate of prostate cancer than men in the Caucasian community or other communities.
Right, right. And I would agree that would be a very interesting I'm sure that would be a very interesting discussion and a very interesting show. We are down to about a minute and a half. Dr. Morgan, can you take about 35, 45 seconds to mention your food?
Oh, okay. Okay, Dr. Henry, as we are talking about food, and you know, there's one thing I like about your program, many things, but if people notice, we are not here pushing products. Most programs that you listen to, and while there are good products out there, they push products, and then you really wonder sometimes, are they here for my health or are they here for me to really buy their products?
Right.
So
right.
That's very kind of you to say that. Very, very soon, and I hope within another month or so, we will be able to have our ice cream our Jamaican patties, our veggie steak, veggie meatballs, and all the other stuff, we'll be able to have them for sale. So our listeners will have the opportunity also of eating healthy without having all the time to go into their kitchen and cook everything from scratch.
Great. And we'll be mentioning that as it, God willing, as it draws near. We're out of time. Thank you for listening. Until next time, be safe.
Thank you, Dr. Henry. God bless.